Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's bring in Paul Emick, shall we?
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Paul Emick, our green and gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Paul, how you doing today?
Hey, Bill. Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. We'll talk some Packers, but I know that you're a basketball enthusiast. As everything was unfolding last night, I don't know if you were following Twitter or following just the breaking news, but you had to keep going, oh, my God, wait a minute. And then you're starting to go back through depth charts and, oh, wait a minute, here's another one. Wait a minute, here's another. Man, what a flurry of activity last night in the NBA.
So, yeah, I laughed because I don't know if I put my phone down from 5 o'clock until, I don't know, 1 a.m. maybe, just kind of refreshing my NBA timeline of all the, you know, of all the news breakers that I follow. It was, for me, Bill, like, the NBA offseason, yes, the offseason, might be the best sporting event in the country. Like, it's just wonderful. It's so much fun. It's just like, and I will say, like, you know, it's like 11:45 last night or something really late, and it's like, oh, Robin Lopez is a Buck now. Like, that wasn't just, like, a report. Like, it's
actually, oh, by the way, yeah.
Okay. And then, like, minutes later, it's like, wait, D'Angelo Russell's a Warrior? What the heck? Like, when? How? What? How did that? Okay. So, no, it was really fun. I mean, I like that you refer to me as a basketball enthusiast. That's what I am. I love the sport. More specifically, I love the league. And, man, if the NFL or Major League Baseball could find a way to, you know, attempt to replicate that, you know, they would be much better off for it, because, you know, with MLB, you wait, you know, 6 months for Bryce Harper and Manny Machado to sign. You wait until midseason for Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrell to sign. And, like, last night, in the span of 6 hours, like, 12 All-Stars changed teams or re-upped on big contracts. And it was really, really fun to watch. I hope that people were able to enjoy it in their own way. But, yeah, I loved it.
Let me ask you this. Did the Bucks get better? Did they get worse? Or because of the way the Eastern Conference is appearingly now, are they okay?
Yeah, there's a couple ways to look at it. So even prior to George Hill re-signing yesterday and before the Robin Lopez news broke, all we knew that at the point when I put up the poll was that Middleton was back, that Brooke Lopez was back, and that Malcolm Brogdon had been traded for a first-round pick and 2 second-round picks. And I put up a poll just kind of trying to get a feel for Bucks Nation of how they felt. Like, what grade would you give so far? And, again, this was before George Hill and before Robin Lopez. And, like, 75% of people either gave it an A or a B. And this was of, like, you know, thousands of respondents. So, you know, I was actually a little bit surprised. I thought more people would be negative about losing Brogdon. And I know we kind of briefly asked last week about, like, what, you know, what I would do to keep him. And I said, whatever it takes. What we don't know is we just don't know if Brogdon wanted to be here or not. I think there's enough reading between the lines that you can do that says he didn't. And if that's true, and the Bucks were able to salvage, you know, a first-round pick and 2 second-round picks from Indiana, then John Horst did a great job. If this was a luxury tax question, then there's other questions, right? But, you know, to not just lose him for nothing – but to be able to get the picks, I think, was a really good move. And again, I do think, like, if you really look at what George Hill can be for this team, it's like, if you would have also lost George Hill, I think you'd be in big trouble. But as someone who, you know, believes in Dante DiVincenzo, as somebody who believes in Sterling Brown, I mean, those guys aren't going to get minutes if Malcolm Brogdon's back. And obviously they are making 1/15th of what Brogdon will be making now on an annual salary. So I think they're the same, Bill. I mean, obviously, it would make sense to say they're worse because they, you know, you traded essentially Malcolm Brogdon for Robin Lopez, which, you know, makes you probably worse. But, you know, it's just the way the league is structured, and it's just the way it is. But now I think there's still something else to happen. You know, whether it's the trade exception that they acquired, if they were able to use that before it has to be renounced. So I'm, you know, I think my early thought isn't necessarily that they got better, worse, or stayed the same, but more so that I think they came out of yesterday in a very healthy spot. And I think as a Bucks enthusiast, I'm good with what happened yesterday for the most part.
Got to ask you, going over to the side of the Packers. Packers. It came out that Randall Cobb never got an offer from the Packers. Does that shock you at all?
Oh yeah. No, it doesn't. I mean, first off, if this was Ted Thompson, it really wouldn't surprise me. I mean, Casey Hayward went to the Chargers for pennies on the dollar and didn't even get a call. Micah Hyde went to Buffalo, got a pretty healthy contract from Buffalo, but he didn't even have a competing offer from Green Bay to compare it against. That was Ted Thompson. You know, this is Brian Gutekunst, different era. He's the type of guy who wants to be involved in every conversation. And I think the fact that he wasn't tells you everything I need to know, at least, about the fact that they just kind of thought, we need to move on. Whether it was the injuries, whether it was lack of production, whether it was belief in the three rookies that they drafted in 2018 with Valdez Scantling, Dane Brown, and even Jamon Moore, if he can bounce back, whether it's just undying faith in Jake Kumerow to become a guy or in Trevor Davis to actually finally burst onto the wide receiver scene, whatever it was, or maybe it's just a matter of using the money in other places. Maybe they just felt like, hey, if we're going to give this much money to Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith and everything else, that, you know, here's one of the, you know, the guys we just have to let go to free up the money. Because I think Cobb, like $5 million for this year, Bill, right? Like it wasn't a
Yeah, it wasn't huge. Yeah, it wasn't a big number.
No, but neither was Clay Matthews' number. And, you know, I would think if you were to have polled Packers fans going into free agency and said, hey, you can either retain Matthews or Cobb, pick one, I think more people would have picked Cobb, would be my guess. But they got, you know, Matthews and Cobb got similarly low-ish numbers, nothing that would have broken the bank for you. And I just think it tells us the state of what the Packers thought of where Cobb was at in his career and the fact that, you know, under this LaFleur system in particular, they want, and I think we found this out throughout the draft this year, they want big-bodied athletes. Randall Cobb is a smaller-bodied athlete. So I just don't know if under this new LaFleur-Gutekunst model, if Randall Cobb fits that mold. And I think we found out that whether it was that or whether it was, you know, age or salary or production, but no, it doesn't surprise. So long was a way of saying it didn't surprise me, but I'm sure some Packers fans, and especially Cobb himself, probably took it as a little bit of a, you know, a kick to the gut.
But we watched this team let go of Jordy Nelson. You know, I mean, this doesn't surprise me at all. And there's some people that are just kind of up in arms about it going, oh, my God. It's like, what rock have you been living under? They don't do business that way anymore.
It's a business. And, you know, Rodgers and Cobb can still be friends. And Rodgers and Danica, along with Cobb and his wife, can continue going to the Kentucky Derby. And they can continue going to, you know, all these plays. They can be friends, man. Like, just because they're not on the same team doesn't mean that they're gone from each other's lives. You know, over the weekend, if you follow, and I'm sure you must follow Jeff Janis on Instagram. I mean, he and Jordy Nelson were, you know, Jeff Janis drove over to Jordy Nelson's house. So it's like these guys don't just disappear from each other's lives just because they're not on the same team together. This is a business. And, you know, the difference with Nelson last year was he was actually cut and he was offered like what sounded like a pretty measly, hey, we'll keep you if you come back for $2 million or whatever the number was.
Right.
In this case, that's a bit like quote unquote colder, you know, because you actually cut the guy. In this case, Randall Cobb, unrestricted free agent, you know, good player when he was, you know, going back a couple years, man, Randall Cobb was great. Last couple years, whether it be injuries or whatever else, you know, not so much. And so, no, I mean, again, if he can still be a player that you like, you can still have fond memories, but. Yeah, it's a tough business, and the players, they know that. Like, I mean, I think Cobb was, you know, I'm sure it's a little bit of a kick to the gut, like I said, but ultimately I think once you digest it, you kind of, you know that it's a business and that just being friends with Rodgers or just having had productive seasons in the past isn't going to buy you an extra couple years. So I think that's just sort of the way that the league operates, and I would argue should operate. So I think it makes a lot of sense.
Paul, good stuff. We'll chat again later in the week, okay?
So Kawhi didn't sign anywhere in the last 10 minutes?
Not in the last 10 minutes, no, while you and I are talking, but I'm sure our phones will go off when it happens.
Yeah, so just, you know what, if Kawhi, if you're listening, right, buddy, just don't go to the Lakers. Just don't. I don't care where you go. I'd prefer not Toronto, but just don't go back. Because if you go to the Lakers, then it's over.
Right.
We already know who the NBA champion will be.
Well, anywhere at least you assume, though, yeah.
Anywhere else, I'd bet the mortgage. But like, anywhere else he goes, it's going to be a really well parodied league this year. So selfishly, from that perspective, just don't go to the Lakers. Anything else is fine with me. So, all right,
buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Yeah. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they begin to get done. Call them, 800-44-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.